Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Kofola's first quarter 2019 results conference call. I will now hand you over to your host, Mr. Pavel Jakubik, Kofola Group CFO. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Kofola first quarter 2019 conference call. My name is Pavel Jakubik, Kofola Group CFO, and I will lead you through the comments from the first quarter results. Allow me to start with some general comments first. The first quarter, as you probably know, is off-season for our business, with just one peak being the Easter time, which this year took place just in April, as compared to Easter 2018 in March. So this is one effect that should be taken into account when analyzing the figures. And despite this fact, Kofola Group has been able to deliver in first quarter very positive results, EBITDA of 118 million Czech crowns, which means growth of more than 12%, and by that laid strong foundation for further growth in the company's value. This performance in first quarter was even above our budgeted levels. Before we move further to commenting the business results, I would like to point out two changes made in the presented reporting structure. And the first change relates to the sale of Hop Polska that took place in the mid of March. As a result, based on the requirement of IFRS, Kofola consolidated financial statements have been divided into continuing and discontinuing operations. Just very briefly, not going into very details, continuing operations are represented by the consolidated statements of profit or loss that excludes Hop Polska. This is done for the current period and also for the comparative period to ensure the comparability of the figures. On the other hand, discontinued operation represent result of Hop Polska for the first quarter till the divestment, and also contains the gain arising on the sales transaction and the income from the translation of historical foreign currency translation reserves that was moved into profit or loss account. So in next part of my talk, I will focus mainly on the continuing operation, because this is our business and it makes sense to analyze this part. The second change that I would like to notice is the reporting relates to the adjusted structure of business segments. Based on the reassessment of the management, three main business segments were identified and are presented. The first one, biggest one, is Czechoslovakia and includes our core companies Kofola Czech, Slovak, parent company Kofola Československo, and also supported by the transport company Santa Trans. The second segment is Adriatic, includes Radenska and Studenac in Slovenia, Croatia. And the third, the newly recognized segment, we named Fresh and Herbs, and we report there three companies: UGO, Premium Rosa, Polish subsidiary, and Leros. In the past, UGO and Leros have been reported within Czech segment, and Premium Rosa within Polish segment. While also in the past, Studenac, the Croatian subsidiary, was reported within other segments. So there are some shift, but we are very sure that this new allocation will make the analysis and understanding of the business easier for all participants. So let's move now to the business results. After successful year 2018, Kofola Group experienced further growth in the first quarter of 2019. when total sales from continuing operations grew by 7.6% after exclusion of our recent acquisition letters from March 2018, the increase would be 5.3%. What is good is that the growth of revenue was visible in all business segments. The group revenue in Czechoslovakia segment increased by more than 4%, and it was coming mainly from on-the-go and on-premise formats. Adriatic region achieved a very positive double-digit growth of 12.5%, which was reached in both Radenska and Studenac companies. And if it goes for the third segment, fresh and herbs, the growth was also visible there and was influenced partly by acquisition of Leros, the effect of about 28 million on revenues, but also by growth of the rest of the segment by 4 million Czech crowns. Let's now move very briefly to the main lines of income statement to comment on the movements. So increase of cost of sales of 4.5% was significantly lower than increase of revenue, and the reason was mainly the lower sugar price. Selling, marketing, logistic cost, they increased in that part of expenses were driven by higher revenue. On top of that, also we recorded higher distribution costs, partly personal, partly relates to the higher services of logistics, especially in Czechoslovak business. And also the served impact of the increase of this line is the selling, marketing, and distribution cost attributable to Leros, the new acquisition. The impact is about 11 million. Administrative cost also increased, and the main reason is, again, Leros, and secondly, increased personal expenses and higher depreciation for the administration assets. Let's move now to EBITDA measure. The group EBITDA in the reported period increased by 13 million, which is about 12.2% increase. EBITDA in Czechoslovak and Adriatic segment in total reached 121 million Czech crowns, which represent a strong double-digit growth of 17.5%. The adjusted EBITDA of fresh and herbs segment decreased by 5 million, which was influenced mainly by the result of Leros, which is investing in its marketing activities and positioning on Czech and Slovak markets. In total, the net increase of the adjusted EBITDA was driven by successful performance in Czechoslovak and Adriatic segment, and it was mainly a result of increased sales in the HoReCa channel, good product mix, so it means increased revenue from our most marginal products, higher revenues from the distribution of Pepsi in Adriatic region, and also lower prices of material inputs that were, however, more than consumed by increased logistics and personal expenses. Higher income tax has two main reasons. The first one is that by better performance of our core companies, especially in Czech and Slovak region, we also report higher income taxes. And the second reason is decrease of deferred tax assets from bonuses in Kofola parent company level, which is, however, not the real cash flow. It's just deferred tax asset movement. Quick comment regarding the net debt. The group Consolidated net debt amounted to 2.8 billion Czech crowns at the end of March, which represents an increase of nearly 380 million compared to the net debt position at the end of 2018. And the main reason for that was the capitalization of leases due to initial application of new IFRS 16 standard. And also the second reason for the increase of net debt was capital expenditure that were realized by the group companies and partly financed also from additional loan drawings. The group's consolidated net debt to 12 months EBITDA at the end of March 2019 was 2.7 compared to 2.3 at the end of 2018. Let's move now to more detailed comments of individual business segments. As I indicated, Czechoslovakia segment sales in first quarter grew in all main brands, with the biggest year-over-year growth percentages, especially in case of our innovation Royal Crown Cola, Vina, Riot, and Kofola also recorded significant growth. A share of Royal Crown Cola sales in Czechoslovak segment is growing by even double-digit percentage, especially in the Horeca channel, and is a clear confirmation of very good competence of our marketing team. In the first quarter of 2019, Kofola Group reached the highest Horeca market share on Czech and Slovak market, which positively contributed to the improved results of this segment. By the end of the first quarter, we also started to sell the mineral water Plaštorna. The impact of this this innovation will be visible in the next period. We believe that this is very good brand and will fit to our portfolio. Let's move to Adriatic region. Sales realized by the Adriatic segment grew basically in all main brands, with further increase of sales from distribution of Pepsi both in Slovenia and Croatia. What we indicated during the last call is the increase of sales price will take place. I can say that at the moment the new price list has already been implemented in all major parts, and also it contributed positively to very good results in the Adriatic region. The growth was especially visible in Horeca market. It was also supported by some new product launched in the period. There was also positive effect of the finalized distribution channel in Croatia, and that we had some difficulties in 2018 with the change of the operator, and now we are happy that that it works well. Maybe it's important also to mention one significant anniversary in the Adriatic region. This year we will celebrate 150-year anniversary of the Radenska brand. We are very satisfied with the performance of this brand and also with the Slovenian acquisition. Since acquisition of Radenska in March 2015, we have been able to significantly increase revenues, roughly 40% growth since acquisition, and also even higher EBITDA growth in the period since acquisition, so which is again another confirmation of Kofola ability to for brand development and the unique marketing that bring the results. Let's move to the third segment, fresh and herbs. This segment achieved a rapid growth of more than 23%, mainly due to the acquisition of Leros, but also like-to-like growth is about 3%. So as I mentioned earlier, there are three components, parts of this segment. Ugo, at the end of March 2019, operated 79 fresh and salt bars. In the first quarter in Ugo, we noticed improved performance of fresh bars and salateries. There was growing productivity. In the next quarter, we will further focus on the franchising development and brand management. Leros, the second part of fresh and herb segment, the revenues in Leros have been slightly above last year, but our expectation was higher, and also our organizational structure prepared for the growth was too heavy, so that's why in this first quarter the result of Leros were below our expectations, and we further continue with the effort, especially a focus on Czech pharmacy segment that was not performing well in the first quarter. Premium Rosa, the third component of fresh and herb segment, was performing very well. Net revenues and EBITDA growing by double digit. I think in total it's all for the introductory part regarding the comments of first quarter result, and now is a space for your questions, if any.
Thank you. We will now start our question and answer session. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Our first question comes from Jakub Mijan, Wood & Company. Sir, please go ahead.
Good morning, and thank you for taking my questions. I would like to ask you on the gross margin. So we continuously see improving gross margin on a quarterly basis. How do you expect the gross margin to continue in next 9 months? My second question would be similar to the first one. How do you see the OPEX shaping up in the next 9 months, given that we also see acceleration running ahead of the revenues? And the third question would be maybe on the IFRS 16 impact. If the guidance that you have provided us at the end of 2018 is including the IFRS 16 impact, and if not, how does the new guidance stand with inclusion of the IFRS 16? Thank you.
Okay, thank you for the questions. I will start with the first one, gross margin development. As we indicated during the last call, there is a positive impact of lower sugar prices, and it will be visible, in the next quarter as well. We have yearly contracts, so we will negotiate the new prices for the fourth quarter upwards. Currently, the spot price is higher, but we'll see how the season will look like. There is also a strong dependence on the weather. But next, definitely next two quarters will benefit from the very low sugar price that is visible even now. There is a chance also that for some part of the next year volumes, we will be able to buy in advance some quantities to benefit also from the current lower price, so mitigate a little bit the increased price that is probably forecasted for 2020. Yeah, so gross profit margin positive development. If it goes for OPEX, I think the increased personnel cost, logistical cost was also visible now, so the development should be very, very similar what is visible in the first quarter. Definitely, there could be some time shifts regarding the marketing campaign and the related cost, but it's very difficult to compare. We have marketing campaign generally all over the year. It depends on how big the campaign is and how expensive. IFRS impact. As I mentioned, there is a strong impact on increased net debt position, which is visible now in the first quarter, and will be let's say similar towards the rest of the year. And also there is a higher depreciation, and it has a positive impact on EBITDA to some extent. And the guidance presented earlier already reflects this new standard. So there is no reason at the moment to adjust the guidance. And also by the very good first quarter results, I would like to confirm that this target is still valid, and we'll work hard to bring the results as we promised.
Thank you. And if I might have one more follow up on the in the Czech retail, have you raised prices in the third in the first quarter?
In the first quarter, there was the price increase in Adriatic region already to the major extent implemented in the Czech Republic. The main price increase will take place just since the April. So in the first quarter, it was very marginal impact of that.
So potentially the second quarter is going to be strong in volumes because of the Easter and also because of the pricing, given the price increase in April. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Our next question is from Petr Bartek, Erste. Sir, please go ahead.
Good morning. Congratulations to the good results first. Basically, the guidance, you said that you are confirming the guidance, but the Q1 looks pretty strong, 12% up year on year. So is this more like that you are still conservative on the development in the Adriatic region, or what is the reason for the cautious guidance? Second, if you can tell us the outlook for CapEx for this year, because Q1 was quite high. And also would like to ask about the full year margins in the fresh and herbs segment, which was in red in Q1. Was that because of the extra marketing activities in Leros, or do you expect the negative margins also for the full year? Thank you.
Thank you for the questions. I will start with the outlook of the capital expenditures. We plan in the 2019 the capital expenditures, so let's say at the level of 450 million up to 500 million, depending on the capacities on the supplier side and also on our side. So this year there are some bigger investment plans that partly also took place in the first quarter. One production line in Slovakia is nearly in final stage, and for the rest of the year, the CapEx should be spread over, so in total 450, maximum 500 million. Your second question, if I noticed well, was regarding the guidance. I mentioned that the guidance 1,080,000,000 is still valid. Well, the good result of first quarter are good base for, let's say, further growth, and we'll be more than happy to exceed the target, but we are still just at the very beginning of the season. So we have good tools in hand. I mean, growing market shares, Horeca, Czechoslovakia market, Adriatic. I think if there would be a need to, let's say, adjust the target, we will do it later after the season, not now. And the third question regarding the margin development in the segment herbs and fresh, there are several parts. As I mentioned, the UGO performance, especially in solitaries and fresh bars, is better than in the past. Premium Rosa, the performance is also, let's say, in line with our expectations. Slightly below is the Leros and especially Czech pharmacy segment. But in total, I think that the results of the year in this segment should be better. Definitely still there are the companies that are in the segment are, say, newly integrated, especially in case of the Leros, so there are further, say, further work is needed from our side to more integrate the company, to use some synergies, and we hope that the results will be better in Leros. For the rest, we are satisfied with the performance of UGO and Premium Rosa, and see the positive development for the rest of the year.
Patrick? Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Our next question is from Jan Raska, CIO Bank. Sir, please go ahead.
Hello, this is Jan Raska from CIO Bank. I would like to ask you about sugar prices. What sugar prices do you calculate, do you expect for the next year, 2020? And so do you see the risks that you contract with your suppliers, higher sugar prices for 2020? Thank you.
Unfortunately, I'm not able to disclose here that our current sugar price. What I can confirm is what also was mentioned during the last call, is that the current prices are, let's say, about 18 up to 20% lower than it was in the previous period, and we will benefit from that, say, by the fourth quarter. And what is visible on the market is the this also is indicated by the current spot line of the spot price of the sugar, that there is increase the prices are above 400 euro per ton. So definitely there would be an increase. How much? It will be a question of the, as I mentioned, the summer season of the producers of the sugar. If there is a good weather, so the produce volume could be higher, and there would not be strict pressure from their side on the price increases. Secondly, the demand from the customers like Kofola. The third question is our position regarding the possibility to buy in advance some volumes for low prices from this year. We are negotiating with this option, and there is a chance that some parts of the 2020 volumes we would be able to buy, for the current price. But in total, how the mix will look like, I cannot estimate at the moment. Definitely there would be some price increase. But what was also visible in the past, Kofola has been able to cope with that and either reflect it in the sales price by some price increases, or work with the other find other savings on the cost structure. Yeah, so the negative impact on the higher sugar prices should not significantly influence our results for next year.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, as a final reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have no other question at this moment. Dear speakers, back to you for the conclusion.
Okay, so thank you once again for your attention. It was a pleasure for me to comment on very positive results of Kofola Group reached in the first quarter. Given the strength of our portfolio and exciting marketing plans, we are confident of making further progress and confirm the EBITDA target of 1 billion and 80 million Czech crowns, and hope to present you our 6 months results, although with these positive trends. So thank you, and see you next conference call. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. Thank you for your participating. You may now disconnect.